He went to school to the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs.
Yes.
He graduated in...
2.5 years. He had the GI Bill. He'd done a lot of time in the military, but he didn't have the full GI Bill because he took a couple classes along the way and certain things like communications, this or that, but they didn't count toward a degree. So when it got time for him to decide whether he wanted to go back to college, and by the way, that was in his 50s, I can't remember what age, he only had 2.5 years of the GI Bill. So he decided, I'll take double loads, I'll do whatever it takes, because I have 12 people in the family, including himself, that had to be fed and clothed and housed, bills to pay, and he had a short amount of time on the GI Bill. So he went to the advisors and said, I want to take 30 hours a semester. And they laughed and said, nobody does that, and you haven't been in school for 25 years or more? This isn't going to work. And my father said, will you please give me a chance? All I ask is a chance. If it doesn't work, I'm done in the first semester. I tried, but, you know, I have to do it this way. I literally have no choice. If I make it my first semester, give me a second semester to try again. He was basically a straight-A student and very disciplined. Remember, they called him Sarge. That discipline didn't just come at the expectation of others. It was also for himself.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It was just nothing short of amazing. In fact, there's a great conversation my father and I had before he went to college. I'll never forget it. This is usually a reverse kind of a conversation. My father and I were sitting at the dinner table. He looked at me and said, Jim, I'd really like to go to college. I know I should get a job. I know we need the money, but I always wanted to be a teacher, and I cannot be a teacher if I don't go to college. It just won't work that way. I could probably get some kind of civil service job or some sales job or doing this or doing that, but I always wanted to be a teacher, and I want to go back to college. Well, I was in high school at the time and full of myself and thought I had a pretty good understanding of the world, you know, at that young age. Said to my father, giving him advice, Dad, this is not going to turn out well. You should not go to college. You told me you're a C student in a little school in Iowa, and now you want to go off and go to college. You don't have the academic credentials. You haven't written papers for ever and ever. You were in crypto, so everything you always write is in code and short. I said, Dad, this is not going to work. The best advice I can give you is, help put bread on the table for the family and give up this crazy idea. And he said at the time, if you have passion for something, you'll find a way. And he did. He ignored my great advice, and he did what he wanted to anyway. And I told you that story because we need to talk about that same conversation later, because it shows up in reverse at another point in life.
So then he taught. What grade level did he teach?
He started out student teaching in high school where I was going to high school, Wasson High School, Colorado Springs. And I had friends who were in his classes. And I was just mortified what they'd say about my father being a teacher, because I figured he'd, one, have strong discipline in the class, and there I was not disappointed. But I thought that this would be a big stretch for him, because most of the people that I knew wouldn't have the kind of discipline he expected in his family. It turns out that he was a great, great teacher. People were telling me how wonderful he was in the classroom, how practical, how great his experiences were, and how fun it was to listen to him talk about history and economics. Those are the two subjects he taught. When he got done student teaching, he went and taught at middle school, because his view was that he needed more of that discipline and all in middle school. That's where he thought the problems develop in students, you know, that difference between being a child and an adult, and that's where he'd have the most impact. So he wanted to teach in middle school. He taught in the Air Force Academy School District, District 20.
How many years did he teach?
I think it was around 15 years. He taught for a long time and then retired and wanted to live in the mountains and spend some time with his grandkids.